It was a nice little party. Few friends. Nice people, all of them. It had been going on a while. The room was full of smoke and happy voices. There was ash on the carpet, spilled peanuts under the coffee table. Someone had knocked a glass of brandy over, but it didn't reach the carpet, so that was all right. His head was a bit thick, starting to burst. He needed air. The French window opened onto the gravel of the car park. It was only a step away.
Oh, how are you doing? Enjoying the party, then?
Very pleasant.
Your glass is empty. Can I get you another one?
I don't think it is. Yes, yes, please. A small one.
Stay where you are. I'll be back in a minute.
Thank you. Thank you.
Excuse me.
She would not like it, I think, but I will not be long. Just a breath of air. Yes, there's no one here. It's quite safe. Dark and safe. Now, a cigarette. I think... Sorry, mate.
So what the
hell? I have to do it, you see.
No. No!
My name's Adam Kane, Kane, Kane.
Springbok Radio presents Adam Kane,
the dry cleaner. Bad luck, darling.
Yeah, it was.
They give you a hard time?
I haven't seen him yet.
Faith?
Carl. It wasn't my fault, you know.
Maybe not. I don't know what happened, really.
Well, they gave him this bloke to nanny. Foreign, I don't know who he was. They wouldn't tell me.
Typical.
Take him to this party, so you don't get into trouble. See him home and hand him over to the night watch.
Only someone shot him at the party.
Yeah. He stepped out into the car park and they shot him.
So you didn't see him go?
No, I was fetching him another drink, wasn't I? Being charming. They didn't tell me someone was going to kill him. I mean, I wouldn't have let him out of my sight if they had.
And you still don't know who he was?
I said so, didn't I? You said his name was Schmidt, only he wasn't German, I'm sure about that.
Schmidt, Smith, Jones, what's the difference? I expect Goldsmith might tell us what it's all about.
If I'm still working for him, I've got a feeling I might be in line for an early pension.
Good. You're both here. I wanted to see you.
You sent for us.
Right. Ugly business.
I said I was sorry.
It wasn't really your fault. We couldn't have known this was going to happen. It wasn't on the cards.
This bloke was important.
Not really. It is what happened to him that is important. What happened and the results thereof.
Meaning?
It's what they'll say in Moscow that's important. You see, he was a Russian agronomist. The Kremlin people lent him to us for a month or two. General cultural exchange affair. We sent them a marine biologist. I hope they look after him a little better.
Well, then who shot him? I mean, if he wasn't important.
Precisely, Kane. We've no idea. It's a complete mystery. He wasn't defecting, so it couldn't have been the KGB. The man was a simple scientist. Nothing secret, nothing dangerous. We put Miss Courtney here onto him as a pure gesture of friendship.
Very friendly, that. I wonder what sort of bird they've given our bloke in Moscow.
Felt up, Adam.
He won't have an escort of any sort, not in Moscow. They're extremely angry. Called the whole arrangement off. Our marine biologist arrived back this afternoon. Aeroflot, 3 o'clock, Heathrow.
And what's his name?
I have it here. Yes. Mincer. Dr. David Mincer. Now, we know that nothing could possibly happen to him, but all the same...
You want me to make sure?
Both of you, in fact.
No expense spared.
Come on, darling. Get your hat. We're off to Heathrow.
Don't worry, I'm not a customer. Who is it? Oh, it's you. You could look a spot up here. I'm delighted. Especially since I warned you not to come here, not unless I sent for you. Well, what is it?
Are you happy with the job on Saturday night?
Very happy, but it's over. You did it. You were well paid. I don't need you again.
Ah, that's a pity. It really is. I thought, I mean, since we got on so well together, and what with the other bloke coming back and all...
Other bloke? What other bloke?
Oh, it's all in the paper, here. Read for yourself.
Well, I can't see... Oh, yes. Cultural exchange crashes with mystery slaying. Dr. David Minter. Return this afternoon.
You see?
Yes, I do. Very interesting. Yes. I think I might have a use for you after all. Yes, Weatherby, this afternoon, it says. Now, they're probably reading our letter at this very minute, so they'll know why he was killed. You'll have to be very careful this time, Weatherby. Very careful indeed.
Ken, is that you?
Yeah, the security branch, Berg found me. What is it? The plane's not due in for another 20 minutes.
Good. Ken, I'm afraid it's not as simple as we thought.
And what's the matter now?
Well, we've just been sent a note. It arrived at the ministry half an hour ago.
No?
Apparently from the people who killed the Russian. It might be a hoax, of course. The killing was in all the papers.
Only you don't think it is.
No, I don't.
But what does the note say, then?
It says, you shouldn't play with fire. They don't belong here. We don't belong there. I'm sorry we had to be violent, but we think you should know that we're serious. If we strike again, it will be our man in Moscow.
And then?
That's it, Kane.
Our man in Moscow?
Minter, obviously.
Think they know he's on this plane?
Well, they're bound to. It was in the paper this morning.
Blimey.
I don't know who they are, anti-Russian fanatics of some kind, but they've killed once.
Are they going to have a go at Dr. Minter?
Probably. We can't let them do it, Kane.
Meaning I'd better not.
Meaning you'd better not.
There you are. I thought you'd gone home.
Very funny.
Hungry work, just sitting around.
What are you eating?
Crisps, want one?
No, thanks. Listen, darling, we got trouble.
I was hoping you weren't going to say that, Adam. What's up?
Goldsmith thinks these blokes are going to have a go at Minter.
Why, here at Heathrow?
Yeah.
Without the Brigade of Guards stalking around looking out for the IRA?
One man with a small gun could get through.
I suppose he could. One man.
That's all it took to kill your Russian, mate.
Who are they, Adam?
That's the tough part of the problem. We don't know.
So let's look at it again. Here we are at Heathrow. Waiting to meet a bloke we'd never see, and we've got to stop him being killed by someone we don't know. Is that right?
No, you made it sound so simple.
Are you sure you won't have a crisp?
You should have let me bring the 45.
Oh, nonsense. You have never got through with it. They have stopped you. They have metal detectors. A 45 is not a small gun.
Well, nice, okay, but I like to make sure.
I trust you, Weatherby. Besides, think of all the money you're getting. Just think of it. And I know you'll get yourself and the knife past all those soldiers.
That's right. All right, boy. Not a worry.
You'd have to get very close to him.
Okay. Well, you're all right, out. Now, you see that border bloke over there? The one in uniform?
Yeah.
Now, if I could get one of those nutty bits of fruity,
what an excellent idea.
Hang on here. I'll go and organ on.
Do be careful.
Yeah, easy. I'll do it in the cloakroom. I won't be a minute.
What passengers are coming through now, Adam?
Yeah, I see them. The ones with a bit of snow on their boots.
Very funny.
You think we can recognise this boat from his picture?
We won't have to.
What?
See the buttons from the ministry over there? They're waiting to meet him. They should know who he is.
Yeah. Yeah. They're going through now. Moving.
Adam, I think we should get there first.
Right, darling. In case it's one of them. Could be. Can't take chances.
Excuse me.
Get over, mate.
That one must be him, and one with the specs.
Well, that's him or a dead ringer. Excuse me. Excuse me, please.
Dr. Minter.
Yes, but
the I-6. You'd better come with us, sir.
But I don't know.
For your own good.
Take him to the car, Adam. I'll square the boffin.
You've got just a minute. Who are you?
Oh, you better pick up his luggage while you're about it.
My luggage is right here. I'm carrying it.
Good. Now, come along, sir. We're only protecting you. We can speak to your friends later.
I refuse to move. I absolutely refuse unless you tell me.
All right. Look, Dr. Minster, my name's Kane. I'm from DI-6. We've reason to believe that your life may be in danger. Now, if you'll come with us, we have a car waiting.
I didn't like it, Adam, but I smiled very nicely and they've gone.
Yeah, well, work your magic with this one, will you? You don't want to play.
Come along, Dr. Minster. I'll be home in a jiffy. Private car, very posh VIP treatment.
Oh, well, in that case,
I don't know how you'd do it.
By being nice. Oh, come on, Adam, you mustn't let Dr. Minster carry his own suitcase.
And I don't carry it. I need both hands free, so do you, girl.
Simple. Porter, over here.
Oh, you think of everything, don't you?
Help us with this case, will you?
Very bad. This one?
Yeah.
Damn, do be careful with it. It contains...
Adam, Porter, look out, he's got a knife!
Chesterton wrote a story once called The Invisible Man about a postman who did the dirty because no one could see him when he was in uniform. The porter was just a porter. And I was looking everywhere else for trouble until Lizio. And then it was nearly too late. The knife was out and about to make a right mess of Mincer's bank.
And then the porter will get his own knife.
I know you bleeding. Well, go.
Oh, heavens.
Let me stop it. Let me go.
Stay here with Mincer. Let's get into the car fast. That bloke could be a decoy. There could be others. Come on. Come on, Doctor. Move.
He's safe, I gather. Devonish has asked me to pass on his thanks.
Ta.
I nearly got him.
So I believe. It's a pity you weren't able to apprehend him.
I told you why.
Fair enough. You couldn't take a chance of leaving Mincer, and you did the right thing. But we still don't know who these people are.
You think they'll have another go?
Well, normally, they wouldn't be able to.
What do you mean, normally?
Well, in the normal course of events, we'd get Mincer to a safe hideout in the country somewhere and keep him there until the hue and cry died down and we had these people under lock and key.
But we don't get them under lock and key if we don't know who they are.
Exactly, Kane. However, if Mincer sticks to his normal routine, they might have another crack at him.
Right.
Right.
We'll watch Mincer until they show up and hope we grab them in time.
In theory, yes. Of course, it won't be as crude as you make it sound. It will be very carefully planned. We won't take any more chances than we have to.
Tell me, does Mincer know about this?
What do you think, Kane?
The oldest game in the world. The goat and the tiger. Poor old Mincer. Just another symptom of the economic chaos in Britain. A glut of marine biologists. So many, in fact, that we could hang them out as bait for assassins.
What do you mean, Weatherby? You didn't kill him, and that's all there is to it. You failed.
I mean, the next time.
No, you fool. You don't imagine they'll let us near him again, do you? They'll bury him in the country somewhere, under a pile of...
No, they won't, Dad. Look at this. Here.
What's this?
Look. Amazing what you learn from a newspaper.
Iron Curtain scientist to speak. Dr. David Mincer, recently returned from Moscow on the abortive cultural exchange, will debate the reasons for failure on this week's Laboratory of the Air. What's that?
It's a telepagram.
I see.
Should be dead easy.
You said that last time.
Last time? You wouldn't let me use a gun, would you?
Oh, I don't know what we're doing out here. I think we're balmy.
The fresh air will do you all a lot of good.
In November. It's not very much.
Oh, come on, Adam. It's lovely. smell that.
Can we talk about what we have to talk about and then go back home?
Over there.
See? See what?
The aquarium. That small amphitheater with the tanks in the background. That's where they'll be.
That's where it'll be.
The cameras, Laboratory of the Air. That's where they're televising Mincer. They apparently thought aquarium tanks a fitting background for Mincer. Marine biologists and all that.
Outside? But I thought...
Let's go and have a closer look, shall we?
Just a minute. I thought he was going to be in a studio.
Kane, he'd be far too hard to get at in the studio. We want a target, remember?
Yeah. Then you got one. We'll never be able to stop him out here.
You've got to. Come along.
Coming, Adam?
What?
over to the tent.
Liz, darling, I think we just lost out on this job.
Of course it's a trap.
I don't see how you know that.
Oh, open air venue? Come on, where the bee employ a little wisdom, man. If they were protecting him, as they should, he would have disappeared without a trace. If he had to go on the air, it should have been in a nice, cozy studio with locked doors. No, they set him up in front of the aquarium.
Oh, yeah. So they want us to have a crack. So it's no go, then.
On the contrary, we can't disappoint them, can we? We'll give them all a nasty shock this time, and you may not even need that awful revolver of yours.
No guns?
Possibly. I have the beginnings of an idea. Come on through to the workshop. Tell me what you think of it.
Goldsmith, this thing's impossible.
Perhaps. But you must admit it's the only way. Devinish wants these people, whoever they are. If we get them, then we show the Russians a little good faith.
An open-air telecast is disaster. It'll be dark. We can have half a dozen snipers up all the trees in the park.
I thought of that. We'll have a regiment of infantry searching the area and posted at all the likely spots. No, they won't try sniping. It'll be something else.
If only we knew who they were. That's some sort of clue.
Well, I've been sent something that might help.
What's that?
Laboratory report on the letter we received after the Russian was killed.
Lab report? What was it saying? Anything interesting?
I think so. Here, read it for yourself.
Distinct traces of KHC.
Yes, I wondered what they meant by that. It turns out that KHC is a very new thing. A liquid used for dry cleaning clothes.
Dry cleaning?
So our bloke's a dry cleaner.
Oh, not much of a clue, but it's the only one we have.
Right. And all we have to do is search every dry cleaning establishment in London before 6 o'clock this evening.
I wouldn't bother, Kay, and you don't have the time.
Oh, I'm glad you noticed that.
Weatherby, will you put that gun away? It makes me nervous.
Sorry, gun. But you never know, it might be useful. I wish you'd let me use it on our what's his name.
You won't get close enough.
This other thing of yours is going to make a nasty mess.
It is, isn't it?
They won't like it. We'll kill dozens of them.
That's a risk they're taking. But they can't say they haven't been warned.
Minutes ago. What do you think, Adam?
The place looks clean enough. Can't see where they'll try from. Nobody up the trees. The post screen. Yeah, it's as tight as we can make it out here.
There's Minster. He looks nervous.
I wonder why.
He doesn't know he's a target.
Mr. Kane.
Hello, Doctor. How do you feel?
I think you're... I'm afraid I'm not very good at this sort of thing.
What sort of thing?
Television. Frightens me to death.
Yeah, me too.
Oh? Oh, dear, I think I've been called. Excuse me.
Good luck.
Bit below the belt, don't you think?
I meant it.
Come on.
Where to?
Just stand back a bit. Get this thing into perspective. I want to look at it from an assassin's point of view for the 10th time.
They're starting the show. Don't you want to watch?
No, thank you.
Blimey, look at all the cars they bring to a do like this. Trucks and things. Yeah. The car park's a jungle.
That's what worries me. Too much cover.
Adam?
What's the matter?
That little van. It isn't from the BBC.
Dry cleaner. Come on.
Adam, on the roof of the van, he's got something up there.
Grenade launcher.
He's got a gun.
So have I.
Down. Get down behind that car.
There's another one in the van.
The one on top's priming the launcher. I've got to stop him.
Adam, he'll shoot.
That's a 45, and he's close. I just need one shot. Up I go again. Bad luck, mate. Now it's my turn.
The one in the van. He's getting away.
He's in for a nasty shock. That grenade launcher's still on the roof. Down!
Blimey! That ruined the broadcast. What happened?
He forgot about the grenade launcher, didn't he? It was primed. Fell over and went off.
His name was Gustav Preen. He had a long record of extremist reactionary nonsense, and I mean nonsense.
Mm. And the one with the 45?
Weatherby. Small timer, but rough. No political record. Probably in it for the money. Just as well you stopped them, though. That grenade would have killed dozens of people.
The soldiers must have seen that van. Why didn't they stop it?
Oh, they saw it. But they thought the launcher was some sort of television equipment.
Television? And they're supposed to be infantry. Don't they know what a grenade launcher looks like?
It was rather dark.
Yeah. The army ain't what it used to be. Where's Liz?
Being nice to Mincer over a packet of crisps.
My Name is Adam Kane is written by Dale Cutts and directed by Margaret Heal.
My name is Adam Kane.